they don't appeal to me personally, even though they do appeal to the masses.
I went right,
but there's really no knocking success in any form. I mean, Jacqueline, Suzanne, or some of the, I've never ridden. Yeah, Rod McEwen. I mean, I think he's horrible. But he is successful, and a lot of people like him. So I guess that to me is as valid as writing something that will be remembered for centuries and centuries. You know, writing something that I guess other people like to read.
That's how I like to talk to you guys more.
Okay.
Like your grandparents.
My grandparents. Okay.
Their education and what they did.
Okay, well, my paternal grandfather was a salesman, and he died when he was in 1920. All he left was this ring.
Yeah.
Sure.
This is one who died when he was a year old.
Right, that was the entire estate right there, was that one ring, and my father wore it, now I'm wearing it. So, I don't know. No, it's a garnet and two very rough diamonds. It's worth nil. It's 18 karat rose gold, which they don't make anymore. It's probably made around 1910, 1905, something like that.
Nicked.
Well, it's just that they didn't cut them. You know, they didn't put the 56 facets on them back then.
I see. Yeah. The garnets aren't worth the
impression I got. Oh, no. But it's more of a sentimental type thing, you know? So I don't know much about him. My grandmother remarried, had another.
Did you tell your grandfather differently?
I believe he was a salesman on my paternal side. Anyway, I don't know anything about him. I just seen pictures, you know. And no one really knows much about him.
How'd he die?
Cancer. Anyway, my grandmother remarried, and you know, went to Buffalo, and then had another child. I have an uncle, my father's half brother, and then her husband died, and I don't know a thing at all about him. I mean, I didn't know his name. That's
well,
about
he's not
it.
Related to you.
Right. So then,
and she didn't work.
Well, no, they had a furniture company. So after that, she was what's known as a public stenographer. They had an old hotel, the Andrew Jackson Hotel downtown, and right up on the mezzanine, she had a little desk and a typewriter, and people would just come in, and she'd type things up for them.
That's cute.
And, in fact, I have inherited her typewriter, and she was a whiz at typing. Didn't know touch, but she had typed for 60 years, you know, or 50 years. So she did that up until she just got too old, and maybe she was 70 when she quit, or late 60s, and so she moved into this apartment, or she had been living in this apartment, an old place, and one of these older big buildings, you know, with the stone foundations, and of course my father went in, and he was building a lot then, so we had it done up nice for, carpeted and air conditioned, and she just sort of would sit out and watch the traffic go by, you know, that's what she did for a while, or talk to friends. I mean, there were a lot of old people in the building. And then about 4 years ago or something, she just sitting on the lawn chair and just keeled over at about 81.
Heart attack?
Yeah, heart attack. So, that's, she held the record until now. Her sister, my Aunt Alma, is 83 now.
Okay.
Now, she's a...
Aunt
Alma.
A-L-M-A?
A-L-M-A, right. She is is incredibly well preserved. I hate to use that word. It sounds like she's in a jar and pickling solution or something. But she's 83 and looks like late 60s. And as my grandmother was getting slightly senile and forgetful, my Aunt Alma is lucid as just about anyone I know, particularly anyone I know 83.